This is VOA News, The Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on Saturday called for the punishing of those behind the assassination of a top nuclear scientist. He added that the work of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh be continued. Khamenei called him a prestigious nuclear and defense scientist and said he was martyred by the hands of criminal and cruel mercenaries. The remarks appeared in a statement on the Supreme Leader's official website. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani has blamed Israel and says his country will retaliate at the proper time. He spoke in a televised speech Saturday, a day after the scientist was killed in an ambush on his vehicle near Tehran. The semi-official Fars news agency, believed to be close to the country's Revolutionary Guard, said the attack happened in Absard, a small city just east of the capital, Tehran. It said witnesses heard the sound of an explosion and then machine gun fire. The agency said the attack targeted a car that the scientist was in. He later died at a local hospital. And Israel has declined to comment, as did U.S. authorities. Meantime, the U.S. has announced economic sanctions on Chinese and Russian companies that Washington said had supported the development of Iran's missile program. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in a statement that the firms accused of transferring sensitive technology and items to Iran's missile program will be subject to restrictions on U.S. government aid and on their exports for 2 years. The sanctions imposed Wednesday were against two China-backed companies as well as the Russian one. U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew the U.S. in 2018 from the Iran nuclear deal, established 3 years earlier under then-President Barack Obama. Trump has since reimposed crippling sanctions on the Islamic Republic in what he calls max